The Utah Olympic Park opened for the summer on Tuesday. The opening was slightly later than normal. Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation CEO Colin Hilton explains they're taking a measured approach in how they safely reopen all their venues.
Folks can come up and tour through our museums at this point, and then starting Thursday, we will be open with two of our 12 activities. Down in the Heber Valley, we've had Soldier Hollow Nordic Center open for about 2 weeks now. We're doing mountain e-bikes down there for rental. In the Olympic Oval, we've got our speed skaters, the national teams down in Kearns. They are training. We'll be phasing opening for the rest of public activities down there within about a week from now.
The Utah Olympic Park requires masks for those who visit the museum and distancing between groups of visitors. The Alpine Slide and Extreme Tubing are the only public activities planned to open. Two-hour passes start at $50. Hilton says the teams training at the Olympic venue are also practicing social distancing where possible, and they are regularly cleaning facilities. In addition to limited daily activities at the venues, they're also pushing back and canceling events, many of which take place at the Soldier Hollow complex.
The Dirty Dashes and those things have all been pushed back to the fall. The Dog Classic, which obviously is one of those iconic things that we look forward to every year. That was unfortunate that we'll not be able to do that this year, but it's the right thing to do. We do have other activities. We have a what's called a Ford driving experience. We actually have folks who buy an Explorer or a Ford Edge. They come down and we have rented out the facility and parking lots, and folks have that as a way for us to basically generate some income to help out with running the facility.
Meanwhile, Hilton says the state is moving forward with efforts to bring the Winter Olympics back to Utah in 2030 or 2034. He says current conditions highlight Utah as a smart choice for a future Games.
We actually have the facilities already built. We're using them and maintaining them. We have steadily kept doing the capital improvements at all three of our legacy venues through this. So we're spending about $7 million this year on improvements at all three venues. And that's getting us prepared. And right now, the conversations are mostly building our relationships further with the LA 2028 Games, because we would like to see back-to-back games, 28 and 30, and our relationship with the IOC and the USOPC about showing what we're calling a new norm for hosting games that doesn't cost so much. We think we're the perfect place to do that.
That's Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation CEO Colin Hilton. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.